go also about going about the way that the planning rights affect the parents here. To move on to the parents, to the chairman of the facility committee, the planning that helps. They plan to space indicating six areas in which there would be cooperation in the field of planning that helps. Now, normally, this kind of agreement, the statement would be signed and developed to any particular plan. The reason that we believe that we should have a sober advisory here, in this part, a very significant change in the relationship between our two countries in the field of science and technology. Along with what you pointed out, the change involves the claim of cooperation with it. The United States and the Soviet Union have had exchanges in various fields of science and technology before. But that exchange has been at arm's length. We've exchanged information. And our scientists have gone ahead with their research, and their scientists have gone ahead with their research. In this instance, for the first time, we are having in six major fields cooperation between Soviet scientists, parent scientists, working together. And that is a significant part of the computation thought we should emphasize today. And this is the beginning. There is still much to be done. The first meeting will take place in October, here in Washington, Dr. Davis, many of the people here in this room. But as this period begins, I can say conclusions. I told that to the office a moment ago that we believe that this agreement is typical of what we hope will continue to be the spirit of our meetings in Moscow. From confrontation, we move first to negotiation, and now to the signing of this agreement, to cooperation. And that we hope, and we believe, can be the wave of the future in relation between our two nations. Mr. Bastin, would you like to say what you have?
First of all, I would like to commend the President for his wonderful presentation about the nation's community and the long name about our scientific technological community. It's rather long to keep it up, but it's more difficult to budget the minutes. Second, Mr. President, I would like to just remind the whole world that 22 months ago, you, Mr. President, and the leaders from my country, signed quite a number of significant agreements in Moscow. In political fields and at the same time in the field of bilateral relationship, including our cooperation in science and technology. We consider those agreements, both political and technological, very important. Today, when it's almost 2 months past, we know in the effects that those agreements, which were signed by you and by my administration, are now really implemented in life. This is important. They are not only signed, but they really are in being implemented into the force, into the practice, and we are looking forward from our side and from your side to continue this preparation. This new agreement, which we are going to sign, that you are going to be finished in the first time, you cannot offer it to the President of that. They will use it, yes. So they will sign the German division in Moscow. This is a new example of a practice. Agreement and fulfillment of agreements which were signed in Moscow. And I am fully agree with the President so that this particular kind of agreement is show all of us, not only all of us, but all of us, because our preparation in science and technology is not a benefit of both of our people, but of all mankind. This is a sphere where everybody will benefit from this kind of agreement. So we're looking forward for the further strengthening of our relations, of a fulfillment agreement on which we have no doubts. That they were going to be fulfilled and looking for further, wider cooperation between our two great nations and two great countries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Why there's no, no man, who is the manager, for a lot of them.
I've always thought science is the catalyst to bring the nations to the world again. And this is the first evidence of it.